So Allah tells us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Oh, Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah says, right at the beginnings, meaning it's the first, the second surah of the Quran, the first Surah Al-Fatiha, then Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah says, we will definitely test you. Linguistically, the term لَنَبْلُوَنَّ is actually emphasized twice to say, we will indeed most definitely test all of you. You're going to test me. Subhanallah. Well, now I know something. Allah says, we created you. We want you to get to the other side of this life, which will be the eternal life. And we want you in the interim to recognize us, to worship us, to understand where we, what position we hold in your life. And then you get to us, you meet us, and we will give you an eternal paradise. Now, if I were to ask, well, oh Allah, did you really need to do this? The answer is obviously Allah doesn't need to do anything. He does it because He wants to. He wishes to. I don't have a say. Evidence of it is that you and I were born without you and I having a say. Did you say, I want to be born? No. Did you say, I want to be born in this part of the world or that part of the world? No. Allah chose it. I'm here. Now that I'm here, I have no option. I didn't have an option at the beginning. How could I have an option now? Subhanallah. I just need to look after this life, respect everyone else, because whoever made me made all the other people, and their lives are as sacred as mine. So I'm going to look after them. I'm going to make sure I don't harm them. In the meantime, I'm going to worship the one who made me. So if Allah guides you to worshiping Him because you recognize that you need to worship He who made you, that is the biggest single blessing you could ever have. The biggest single blessing you can ever have is guidance from Allah. When you're guided to worship the one who made you and you say, oh, you who made me, you are the only one worthy of worship, you are blessed. You are blessed. Evidence of this again, Surah Al-Fatiha. We read it every day in prayer. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqim. That's the prayer. So this is Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Quran. And we're saying in it, guide us to the straight path, which means guidance is the most important gift you could ever have. The blessing that Allah has bestowed upon you, the biggest of all, is guidance. If you're guided, then trust me, you have the greatest blessing.